how does all of the ministry of Jesus get done today? Well, in John chapter 14, verse 12, we're told that the one who is believing will do the works that Jesus did. But we must be careful of having a mimicking mindset. In other words, Jesus did this, so I will do that as well. Notice what Jesus says in verses 13 and 14. This I will do. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So we have the promise that those who are trusting in Christ will do the works of Christ, but then we see the means by which that gets done. It is Christ doing the works. Well, if it's the believer doing the works, how is it also that Jesus is doing the works? It is Jesus doing the works through the believer by means of the Holy Spirit indwelling the believer. In other words, it's not a copycat ministry, but it's Jesus doing his ministry through the believer. His ministry and kingdom will continue through them by his Spirit, through us by his Spirit. But I want to make a confession to you. I have to confess that as I studied this passage and with my church in mind, I was blown away by this incredible promise. But I was also convicted in this way. What have we been praying for as a church? What have we been asking for, really pleading to the Lord for as a church? I mean, really pursuing together and pleading with God. I mean, we've got this wonderful promise from Jesus himself that he will answer whatever we ask in his name, in accordance with his will, that will bring the Father glory. It's like a ministry check sitting before us. And how have we filled this check in for our church? How has your church filled in this ministry check? I want to encourage you to think about that and begin to dream big dreams for the ministry of Christ in your local church. And as you pray today, please remember Sam Freeman and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Khmer Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Cambodia.